Hello, happy Friday. My name is Tamara Malakoff, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. In the 21st century, especially for us millennials, we question everything. If we don't know a piece of information, we Google it. If we want to learn how to do something, we watch a YouTube video. And if there's something we want to know about someone, we stalk them on Facebook. I remember job shadowing in a hospital back in high school where I actually saw two nurses not convinced of the doctor's diagnosis, and they were double checking him on WebMD. Everything for us just has to have a logical explanation to it. If it doesn't, we dismiss it. As nerds, this is our default mode. Regardless of our chosen fandom, academic area of study, we thrive on just being able to make sense of the world. But as Christians, no matter how long or seemingly accurate our logic is, we must learn to surrender our minds to God's transformative grace. Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect." So, what indicators should we look for to know whether a train of thought or some explanation is made by a transformed mind, or if it's based on just mere human reasoning? The indicator that we are looking for is the underlying assumption of the argument. To be able to better explain this concept, let's dive deep and examine a commandment of God, obviously wrong to commit, and see what both sides will have to say. In the Ten Commandments, God says, "Do not murder." All Christians and non-Christians both agree that it is wrong to murder someone. But why is it wrong? Humanism steps forward and proposes a logical explanation. Murder is wrong because it violates the basic human right to live. This seems reasonable, but even though it sounds right on paper, as Christians, we must be cautious in accepting a humanist explanation for a sacred command of God. Why? Because one of the foundational assumptions of a humanist is, there is no God. In light of this, accepting the humanist explanation, no matter how attractive it sounds, would have destructive implications. Let's do a quick thought experiment. God commanded, "Do not murder." Human reasoning says, it's wrong because everyone has the right to live. But what if a person doesn't want to live because they have been suffering from an awful disease? Do they have a right to choose when to end their life? How about comatose individuals? Is it okay to pull the plug on someone who is, quote, not productive to society, a burden to their family, and depletes the hospital resources which could be used for someone else that has a higher chance of getting better? Why stop at comatose individuals? Handicapped individuals don't contribute to society, so why should they consume our resources? And here, within a few jumps, we have come to a small part of Nazi ideology that not only killed handicapped individuals, but 6 million Jews in the mid-20th century. An ideology that had no fear of God, but instead played God in trying to create an ideal human race in their image. No matter how good human reasoning looks on paper, if it assumes that we can create a moral utopia devoid of God, it is false. We cannot accept human philosophy as the standard as to why something is right or wrong. God is the true standard as to why something is right or wrong. It's important that if we are to be faithful Christians, we must pray for the renewal of our minds and for the grace to follow God's commandments. Don't accept human reasoning at face value. Test the underlying assumption. pray for discernment. And remember, only God is the ultimate standard for right and wrong. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group in the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tamara Malikoff for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, may His Spirit be with you.